Hello there, this is the 5 minutes podcast from Dave Allen, and I'm walking out with my dog again, as I tend to about this time of the evening. It's 7 o'clock in the evening, it's dark, my wife's gone to Pilates, and well, it's a good time to go walking. Well, I don't have much choice about it really. The dog, she drags me out of the house and makes me go walking anyway. So what I've been doing, what have I learned? Well, I've learned that sometimes you need to reactivate some of the things that you've signed up for on the internet and get them going again. And I've done that today with the Tumblr.com, which is a blogging platform, and I got that going. And the reason I got that going, it kind of followed through from something else I was doing actually, but anyway, the reason I got that going is because I can post to it directly from a text editor that I use called Moo, that's M-O-U. And I can post to it directly from Moo. So that's quite good. I like that. So I'm going to start doing that and get stuff going out to Tumblr again. And I followed on from actually signing up with a service called Scriptogram. And there's another one that I can post to directly from Moo. And of course, what I like about it is the fact that I can write my stuff in Markdown. Now, Markdown is a text syntax, which means that you can write your web postings and whatever else in a text syntax without having to put in any formatting. Well, you actually sort of put in little text codes, but it's all text. There's no extra sort of fancy stuff that you'd find in something like Microsoft Word or anything like that. And it's always going to be a text file that can be read. Well, text is text. I mean, in 10 years' time, the Microsoft Word format or Pages format for the Apple word processor thing is probably going to have changed a couple of times, and you're not sure that you're going to be able to read old files in it and so on. But with text, it'll always be the same. It'll always be text, and it'll always be able to be read. So that's why Markdown is so good. So, for instance, if I want to have a header 2 in my web page, I just have to put 2 hashes and then the sentence. For splitting up paragraphs, I just make sure there's a line empty in between each paragraph. Putting in bullet points is really easy. Putting in numbered lists is really easy. And the beauty of it as well is that it's nice and easy to read while you're actually looking at it in the text editor. And that's good. And it's very easy as well to put in links. You can put links so that they're in line with the actual text. Not quite so easy to read because sometimes you see the whole of the URL that you're going to be linking to in that there, and you don't necessarily want to do that. It sort of breaks up the text, but I put the reference links where I put a reference number next to the link, and then the actual link goes at the bottom of the document. So that works out really, really well. So if you haven't found out anything about, if you don't know anything about Markdown, go to the daringfireball.com website, and that's where John Gruber, who invented Markdown, and there's a fellow, what's his name, Penny Fletcher or Fletcher Penny, something like that. He also did some work with a thing called Multi-Markdown, which takes it a stage further. A lot of people are getting into Markdown, so it's well worth getting into and checking out for, you know, formatting text. It's a good way of doing it. So I signed up for Scriptogram, and I was doing some tests, and just by sort of putting in the text that I want to sort of put onto the blog post, very easy to do. It's going to take a little bit of working of getting pictures on there. So, for instance, with pictures, what I'd need to do is I'd need to get the URL for a picture which I'd already uploaded to the internet, and then I could insert that onto the blog post. But that's okay. That's not difficult. Anyway, so that's what I've been doing. I've been signing up again for the service of Scriptogram and getting going again with Tumblr.com. Now, the other thing I've been doing today is I put up a couple of YouTube videos yesterday. So what I need to do once I've got those is I need to get and put some posts in various social networks to advertise them, to let people know that I've put something new up. So obviously I've got to put stuff out onto Twitter and Facebook and Google Plus and Storify. Storify is quite good. What you can do with Storify is that you can basically pull a few things in together and make a, you know, whole sort of post about it, and it's I think it's a good way of advertising. Anyway, this is my 5 minutes nearly up, and I'll talk to you again soon. Bye bye now.